Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan Boy, looking at the iconic spire of flame and then seeing the remains of that fire, the Notre Dame Cathedral, is just something to witness after that amazing scene.
Well, you know, David, it was an all-wood building, and we know that once it started, it was almost uncontrollable. They did a terrific job of the firefighters, people of France, really. It got worldwide support from everybody else. The richest family in France is already pledging 200 million euros. That's a lot of money. And money is flying in from the government and from everybody else. They will reconstruct it, but terribly, it will never be the same. For those of us who have stood near it, behind it, in front of it, seen the buttresses, seen the way in which that cathedral placed itself in the middle of Paris, everything was measured from right there. And it's one of those terrible events that brings people the worldwide together. And, you know, there isn't much more to say than that it's gone. They were able to save a whole lot of stuff from the cathedral. But the cathedral will never be quite the same. But there's nothing anybody can do about that except give thanks that the firefighters did their work and that it has been somewhat saved. And now it's just a matter of making sure that it never happens again.
Some news we learned yesterday that Governor Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts, has thrown his hat in, the first on the Republican side, in the 2020 presidential race.
David, I am a huge fan of Bill Weld. As you probably know, his whole being is intertwined with what happened to WAMC. At one point, some misplaced people were going to take down the tower. And Bill Weld stepped in, and he did what he had to do. So I don't speak of Bill Weld in any other way except reverentially, because there would be no radio station without the guy. Now, on top of that, Weld is a guy who just says we can't go on with this president. This is a horrible thing. He's made that quite clear, and he says he's going to do it. Now, you would think, since 90% of the Republican Party poll in favor of Trump, that Weld would have no chance at all. But we really don't know yet what's going to come out in the report from Mueller, in which case a guy like Weld could be out front. But he's a courageous man, he's doing the right thing, and he's doing it for the right reasons. I'm all for him.
Well, since you referenced it, let's stay with the Mueller report, Alan. U.S. Attorney General William Barr will deliver a redacted version, we hear it's color-coded, of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian election meddling to Congress Thursday.
If, in fact, it does show obstruction, it doesn't show collusion, but if it shows obstruction, if, for example, it shows the firing of Comey, former FBI head, and other things that Trump has done, it may well be that there will be grounds for an impeachment swell. And if it grows, and if a few senators are here and there, Republican senators begin to say, okay, this can't be done, then you'll have a situation like you had with Dick Nixon, in which the president will be visited upon, not that it'll help, and say you can't run. But we do know an awful lot about Barr now. We know that he came before the Senate. He gave a very stirring and stoic defense of what he was and how he would never disappoint the American people, and people deserve to know what was in the report. And then he puts out this four-page piece. I don't want to characterize it, although I'm tempted to, which clearly is a, you know, apologia for the Trump position. But even he couldn't deal with the obstruction thing quite the way that he did with everything else. So the president goes around and he says, yeah, this whole thing is nonsense. Democrats wrote it wrong. You know, Mueller, a Republican, and all the rest. And he says, we are completely absolved. He wasn't. And on Thursday, we'll find out. We'll also find out whether the so-called color coding that the attorney general does is beneficial to Trump in some way. I suspect it will be based on what we've seen.
From the New York Times, Senator Bernie Sanders released his tax returns. In parentheses, he's part of the 1%.
Well, he is. He made $1 million or so on that book that he published. He was a little bit too caustic for me when he said to the population, you know, this is a democratic socialist now. When he said to the group, if you want this to happen, then you write your own book. This is not the Bernie Sanders of principle. Now, do I have any problem with his making that $1 million? I do not. I just don't want him to tried to make it something that it isn't. He took advantage of the system. He wrote the book. He got the money.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David, and welcome back. I hear you were a little under the weather this weekend, and we missed you.
The fever blues back, and so glad to be. Thank you.